Well, good day and welcome to the show. I'm Maggie Linton. It's Friday and National Hot Fudge Sunday Day. Hopefully you'll get one before the end of the day. Later this hour, tips on how to stop identity theft with LifeLock from the financial editor of NBC's Today Show, Gene Chatsky. But we begin with an idea whose time has come. Avid environmentalist and financier Gary Keir, founder and CEO of Carbon Xprint LLC, is here to discuss Carbon Xprint Bonds. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Maggie. Thank you for having me.
Well, it is so good to have you because I totally believe it's green as much as possible. In fact, thinking about getting solar power for my home. But this really is a time who's come, and so many people are prevented from going more green because they can't afford it.
Well, there's two reasons, Maggie. One is the cost, and also many of us don't have options to go green. I live in a New York City apartment, and I don't have the option to put solar collectors on my apartment. I can't change the insulation in my walls. I can do what I can by taking public transportation, walking, recycling, and that's very positive, mm-hmm. but it doesn't the majority of our carbon footprint remains. So Carbon Xprint is a way to give everyone another option in order to do something. And what it is, it is a process that allows anyone from a company to an individual to take responsibility for their carbon footprint by making a socially responsible investment in renewable energy and energy efficiency. So if I can't put solar collectors on my apartment, I can put part of my savings to work on solving this problem and creating a new energy infrastructure, getting us off fossil fuels.
Well, talk about how you came up with this idea of it being bonds, though.
Well, like I say, I was wondering what I could do. Sitting in a small New York City apartment, I realized that my options are limited. And so I just come up with this idea that, oh, there's got to be a way. One of the biggest needs for solving this problem is investment. So how can we get more investment into it? And what can I do? Many of the options that are out there now, such as cap and trade and renewable energy credits, they're kind of limited to large companies. It doesn't let people like myself or you or myself become engaged in this process. So how can I combine those two things of becoming engaged and increasing investment in renewable energy and energy efficiency? And I came up with Carbon Xprint. And
If someone is interested in buying bonds, how does it go about working? Kind of take us from the very start. Contacting you, I guess, would be the best way, huh?
Well, because this is a financial instrument, this product is going to need to be sold by a financial institution because mm-hmm. of SEC rules. And so we're in the process now of finding a bank or other financial institution to license this process to. But the way it would work is a company or individual would measure their carbon footprint, and you measure your carbon footprint in tons of greenhouse gases. And for an individual, one way to do it is the EPA has a website called a carbon calculator. Once you knew your carbon footprint, you would go to a financial institution online or in person, and you would purchase Carbon Xprint CDs or bonds. And these are sold by the ton of greenhouse gases. So if one ton is $10, 10 tons would be $100 and so on. The bank certifies that you took action, took responsibility for your carbon footprint. They dedicate that money and loan it out to greenhouse gas reduction projects such as renewable energy and energy efficiency. They make money on that loan, and at the end of the term of that CD or bond, you get your money back plus some interest.
So it works a lot like, say, somebody coming in and buying city bonds.
That's correct. It's, mm-hmm. it's very similar to a savings bond or a CD, but the money is a socially responsible investment.
I just love that idea because it's a great way to make money while you're helping others, but at the same time, in a sense, putting your stamp down on it. Is there a minimum that people will need once this is up and rolling?
Well, the minimum will be one ton of greenhouse gases. So whatever price that comes out to, and it's probably going to be around $25 to $35. It'll be around that amount of money. And so the beauty of that is you don't have to put a great deal of money down in order to do what you can.
Yeah.
You can do that in incremental ways with $25 every other month or something like that. And that way you know that you're doing what you can to help prevent this problem that we're all facing.
You know, as we look out, there are so many people who are a little bit afraid of getting into any kind of market. And whether it's bonds, the stock market, mutual funds, money markets, whatever. But you said it lacks the volatility that so many of the other bonds and markets do.
Well, it would lack the volatility of the cap and trade market, for instance, or renewable energy credit market. So the price would be set at, if it's set at $25, it's going to be $25 for some time. Where in the cap and trade market in California and Quebec and in Europe, that price can change over time and over region.
Mm-hmm.
So this price would remain stable. Another benefit, too, is the CDs or bonds that are sold by financial institutions such as credit unions or banks, they'll be insured. The person is insured for their savings up to $250,000 or for a joint account up to $500,000. So it's a little bit more secure than the stock market. But it's also helping the environment, helping to reduce this problem of climate change.
Yeah. When is it going to actually go into full tilt and so that people can really start investing?
Well, right now we're talking with several banks, and we want to find the right partner. We want to make sure that we are going to save greenhouse gases, and it's going to work for the bank, and it's going to work for their customers as well. So we're still in the process of going through and finding the right partner.
Okay. So, in other words, this is still waiting to come, but I think it is such a great idea. Let's talk a little bit about you, because you have both an environmental and financial background. And once again, we're talking with the founder and CEO of Carbon X Print, LLC, and also CXP Bonds. It is Gary Keir, and he is an environmentalist and financier. Talk about your life, because you've had a pretty busy one up to this point.
Well, yes, I started out working. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, working for the family roofing and heating business. I did that for some time. I attended the University of Pittsburgh and obtained a BS in biology. I worked as a biologist for a while, and after a stint as a biologist, I decided to go into IT. And I've been a programmer, business analyst, project manager for about the past 20-some years. And now I'm looking to move on. I've always been interested in the environment and doing something positive. And so now I'm moving into this Carbon X Print and putting my time, money, and effort behind it. I'm also a volunteer leader for backpacking trips to the Arctic, Alaska's Arctic, for the Sierra Club outing. So I've been up to the Arctic about 15 times, and so many people talk about the Arctic, it's going to be the first area to be affected by climate change. And going up once a year, I'm not seeing that as much, but others are seeing it, and the photographic evidence shows that as well.
And it's not just protecting that, but so much of the environment is just abused by people who are lacking knowledge in what a difference in cutting too many trees in the rainforest or just the runoff of lands going into our main waterways and how devastating it can be.
That's correct. And I think the difference with climate change, it's something that's a little harder to see. Cutting down trees is something that's very visual, and if I cut down a tree, that you would be able to see that and see the damage that I caused. But as we all live in this society, and it's not our fault, we inherited this fossil fuel dependent society. We can't really see the changes that are going to come as easily as we could as cutting down trees or seeing a hillside washed away. I think that makes it a little bit more difficult for people to comprehend.
As we look at I want to go back and talk just a little bit more about us caring for the earth, because you, as someone who works with the Sierra Club, and I don't know if I want to take a trip to the Arctic, but hey, you know, you never know. No, I don't see that. It's kind of like jumping out of a plane. No, bungee jumping. It's way low on my list because I don't like being cold. So that will be it. But at the same time, we can begin on a very small scale to make such a big difference. And you talked a little bit about the recycling. Let's talk a little bit about those just everyday things that people can do.
Well, we can turn the air conditioner off when we go out of the apartment. We can turn the fans off. We can walk when we can, or we can also, if we have to go to 3 or 4 stores, we can think ahead of time and make that all on one trip instead of making 3 or 4 trips. There's many things that we can do if we just think about it. Part of the idea I have behind Carbon X-Print, if we start putting our money in it and we're engaged in this solution for climate change, then we become more aware of what we're doing, and hopefully that'll raise awareness around our homes and in our jobs to do these little things. They make more sense at that point.
The other thing is really maybe encouraging the company that you work for, something like that, to also do recycling. Because sometimes you can become the squeaky wheel in a very positive way.
Yes, and I have done that in the past. I said, why can't we have a recycle bin here? And now, sure enough, when there is a recycle bin, people use it. Most people want to do what they can.
Yeah.
They just need an easy way to do it.
Yeah. I was at the ballpark, the Nationals ballpark, just on Sunday. And, again, the recycling bins are there for us to use rather than just leaving it. I know there's going to be the cleanup later, but if you're going out, you got a cup or something, you can put it in a bin, and you see a lot of stadiums and other things like that also making people conscious and aware of it.
I think that you're right. Awareness is a big thing about it. And many people feel that, well, what's the matter, one can or one plastic cup? But as we become more aware that things do have consequences, then hopefully people will recycle more and take these steps. One thing I think when I think of climate change or any environmental, especially climate change, is somewhere we know that sometime down the road people are going to get hurt. Somebody's home is going to be flooded. Somebody's field is going to dry up, and it's not going to be productive. And how would we feel if we were that person and this activity was caused by someone else not taking some action? So it comes down to really the universal thing, do unto others as we would have others do unto us. We know in the long run our actions are going to hurt somebody, and nobody wants to feel that going about our daily lives is going to hurt somebody in the future. I think that's some of the resistance to it. But as we become more aware of that, hopefully people will begin to take these small steps and some larger steps as well.
Very true. Once again, we are talking with Gary Keir. He is founder and CEO of Carbon X-Print LLC, and he's talking about taking care of the environment, but we've also been talking about Carbon X-Print bonds, and I just think it's a wonderful idea. Let's talk about the economic value of making your home more green, too, though, and how it doesn't drain on the environment.
Well, I think that's one of the biggest gains that we can make in terms of solving the problem of climate change. Certainly, putting solar collectors and wind farms are a very positive step, but almost all of us live in buildings that could be more efficient. And many of the efficiency gains we can make in our buildings can be paid off in 5 to 7 to 10 years, which really makes a lot of sense in the long term. Increasing insulation in the walls, making the building more airtight, putting in windows that are more thermal resistance. In other words, don't let the cold in or the heat out in the wintertime. And when we do these kind of things, if you make a building, they call that the building envelope, which is the walls and the roof and the ceiling, you make that more insulated and more airtight, then you need a smaller furnace. You don't need a larger furnace. and that cuts down on your energy bills. It's not running as often. So in the long run, efficiency makes sense. It makes financial sense. It's just getting people to understand that we have to put the money up front, and in the long run, it'll be financially advantageous. But for so long, we've been buying energy as we use it. It's an expense. It's a monthly expense. And to think of spending money as a capital expense, putting money up front, knowing you're going to save money later, is a different way of thinking. And that's something I think we have to slowly begin to change, because we know that we can calculate for instance, passive house is one system that can calculate how much energy that building is going to use. You can calculate how much the energy is going to use and how much you're using now, what the savings will be, and basically how long it will take to pay that off. So it makes financial sense and it makes logical sense. It's just coming around to a different way of thinking.
You know, and some of the material that you that was sent with your carbon X bonds, the one thing I noticed, they were talking about the Empire State Building, which has just gone through a major renovations, $13.2 million to make it more energy efficient. And just replacing 6,500 windows, because we know it's got a lot of windows, it already has paid off with a reduction in energy use.
That's correct. So the owner of that building saw the advantage of making the building more energy efficient. They could see what their energy bills were. And that building is, you know, very energy efficient for being built in the 1930s. It's more energy efficient than many buildings that are being built in the past 5 years.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that builders need to do, too. I wish more of them offered solar power and that kind of thing. A new fire station just down the street from me was built with solar energy, and you can see the panels up there, and it's just part of the building. The building's very beautiful inside and very warm in the winter and cool in the summer.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
And it's a very visible thing in the community that people begin to take notice.
Right. Right. The other thing, we just had a caller wanted to know about styrofoam, because that's one of the things that in so many places, it cannot be recycled.
That's correct. That's something that takes a long time to break down in the environment. And, of course, many cities are trying to ban styrofoam containers for takeout food, and there's a good reason for that. It's just because it doesn't break down very well. It is a good insulator, though. It is certainly a good insulator in walls and floors and ceilings. But it doesn't break down very well. It's not the most environmentally beneficial insulator.
And so it winds up just going to dumps and things like that, and that's the end of it.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. It sits in the dump for a long time.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. It's like one of those things that somebody needs to come up with some use for it, because we've now seen, you know, rubber tires are used, plastic bags are used, that kind of thing. But we are starting to see more and more cities also trying to get rid of the plastic bags, too. I know Seattle has.
Yes, a lot of things, they can be recycled, but people don't, and I think that's part of the gist behind trying to recycle or to eliminate plastic bags is because people just don't recycle them. Many people take cloth bags to the store. I walk, and actually it's easier to carry everything in the cloth bag than it is in those little plastic bags. So, and I get 10 cents off at certain places.
Yeah, there you go. Putting some money back into your pocket, right?
Yeah.
Once again, we are talking with Gary Keir. He is CEO and founder of Carbon Xprint LLC and also Carbon CXP Bonds. And he is an environmentalist and financier. And he's ready to help push this out and make it so important that CXBs, as he loves to call them, carbon Xprint bonds, are there for all. We can all help the environment in a way and make some money, too, because I had a guy on yesterday talking about how so many companies need to include stock options and things like that with their workers. But in case they don't, this is a great place to look toward to put some money for savings.
Yes, you can. You can take responsibility for your carbon footprint, and you can put these in your 401k or your 529 college savings plan. It's a savings, so it's your money. It will be tied up for some time, but you'll get your money back plus some interest. And it's if you're looking for a tool to start savings, it's a way to increase your savings, but also do something good for the planet and good for your children and grandchildren.
And make it a good and financial stability for you. As we look toward the future, how much longer do you think it will be before all of this will actually be enacted?
The carbon footprint, mm-hmm. CDs and bonds?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm hopefully within the next year or two. We need to find the right partner, and then once we do, that'll take some time in order to get it implemented. I don't think that it's something that they could just do overnight. It would take a bit of planning and marketing and some accounting.
Yeah. And it is the kind of thing that, once again, individuals as well as businesses can definitely benefit from.
I think that's the beauty of it. There's so many. When we think of climate change, I don't know about you, but I often feel overwhelmed by it, and I don't know what I can do. And hopefully this is a mechanism that will let us all be able to do what we can. Teddy Roosevelt said, do what you can with what you have where you are. And you know, we all can't go out and save the world, but we can do this little bit by little bit with what we have. And I think that'll make us feel good. It'll make us a little bit of money, and it'll help the planet in the future.
And you'll also find that you'll feel good about it, as well as, like you said, make some money. Gary, if you could say anything to our listeners out there, what would it be?
Well, I would say that this problem is coming. And it's not our fault that it's happened, but if we don't do anything, now that we know about it, it will be our fault. And I think that we can solve this in a way that's rewarding, in a way that creates a new economy and keeps things going and is progressive. Because I think we can make progress on climate change, and this is an opportunity for us to do so. Because nothing motivates like progress. So I just think it's a solvable problem, something we can all do, and I think we should do it.
You know, when you said nothing motivates like progress, but also money too, because in the long run, you're going to be making a difference, or someone doing the right investing can make such a difference in this world and help others to get what they need, but at the same time, put a little money in your pocket.
That's right. You know, in a way, it all comes down to money. It all takes money in order to make this change. And if we can get more money into the right places, into doing good, then I think we can really make progress on this problem.
Well, I ask you to please come back when it's all set in place, and we would be glad to hear from you, because it's definitely something I would invest in.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Oh, it was our pleasure. Once again, many thanks to environmentalist and financier Gary Keir, founder and CEO of Carbon Xprint LLC and CXP Bonds. To learn more about the bonds and funding, check out the website. It's carbonxprint.com. Once again, it's carbonxprint.com. Gary can also be found on Facebook and tweets at Gary Keir, and last name is K-E-I-R. Coming up, keeping your identity safe. Stay tuned.
You're listening to The Maggie Linton Show on Sirius XM Urban View. We'll be right back.